Good morning. It's Monday morning, and welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member at the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning we begin, and for those joining me, we all begin a journey through another devotional journal that I've written a number of years ago. But as we spent the weekend here in the United States celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day, it seems fitting that we begin a journey through a devotional called Living Free. And the subtitle of this particular book is Reigning with Freedom When Surrounded by Enemies. And so each day we'll take a look at one of the 32-day devotions in this particular book, at least the topic of it, and talk a little bit about it, pray together, and just with my hope and my prayer that God encourages each one of us as we journey through this life together. Today's topic, the first topic in the book of Living Free, is living free from accusations. As I write in the devotion, I ask some questions. Have you ever been accused of something? And it probably seems like a silly question because I've yet to meet someone that hasn't had someone accuse them of something at some point in their life. And how we respond to accusations generally comes out of some defense mechanism. I don't know of anybody that likes being accused. And yet there's times when accusations are leveled against us and we have to admit at least to ourselves that there's truth within them. You see, the power, I believe the power of accusation lies within the guilt that can often be associated with it. Sometimes the accusations are things that are about things that we have deliberately done that we may have already dealt with. We may have already resolved them. We may have already spent our time seeking God and repentance and forgiveness and even seeking that forgiveness from those that may have been wronged. But our enemy, the accuser, doesn't stop just because we've been forgiven. He likes to bring things up. And when we live life in Christ, as we spent last month talking about, we recognize that Christ has defeated the power of guilt, the power of the accuser. For those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. It's when we recognize that the accusations of the enemy hold no power that we begin to live free from the accusations. That doesn't mean the accusations won't continue to come, and the enemy doesn't give up that easily. But if the power from them is removed, then we can live free. The other side of living free from accusation is about our part in accusing others. I believe God wants us to live free, not only from the power of accusation against us, but live free from being used by the accuser to harm others, to plant doubt in the minds of others. If there are things that someone else needs to deal with, then the way we interact with them ought to be one of encouragement and teaching or reproof with love and concern rather than simply laying out accusations that have no fruitful result. One of the problems that comes about in dealing with widespread disruptions is somebody has to be at fault. Whether it's a global pandemic and a spread of a COVID-19 virus. You know, as long as it stays out there, wherever out there is, we can kind of ignore it. Not that that's wise or healthy or the right approach, but in a sense, that's how we get by day to day. We don't necessarily discount it. We don't disbelieve it, but if it hasn't affected us, it's easier to live life as if it doesn't exist. To put up with the inconveniences that it has brought, but to try to keep going on. The problem comes when it starts to intrude in our life. When the pockets of it hit our community and begin to spread. And far too often it's easier to accuse than to embrace, especially in this time of social distancing. But it's easier to accuse than to love, than to weep with those that weep, than to mourn with those that mourn. I suspect the same is true in the midst of social unrest. If it stays away from us, we acknowledge it, but it doesn't affect us all that much. But when it begins to creep into our cities and our communities and our families, we begin to wonder who brought it here. What was their end game? What was the point? And again, instead of listening and loving and having compassion, it's so easy to allow the enemy to recruit us unwittingly to be a part of his band of accusers. Living free says we're free from accusation. We can reign with freedom in the midst of our enemies because nothing sticks. The accusations will probably still come, but we know and we have confidence in God's ability. Even if there's a kernel of truth in the accusations, we know that God has taken care of it. We've done the things that Scripture has taught us to do in regard to repentance and forgiveness between us and God and between us and others. And when we learn to live a forgiven life, the power of guilt that's at the heart of accusations shrinks and it shrivels. And it dies. So today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to examine, to look at any accusations that still have a hold on you, and ask God to help you understand why they still get to you. If there's something that you need to deal with, also spend time examining your life for how you interact with others. Are you being used by the accuser, or are you sharing hope and forgiveness? You see, living free from accusation says that the power of the accuser has no hold on me. And when the power of the accuser has no hold on me, the accusations lose their grip, but I'm also not involved in accusing others. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that has set us free. And as Scripture teaches that if your Son Jesus has set us free, then we truly are free indeed. So today, as we spend some time focused on living free from accusation, may we have a greater understanding of where the accusations in our life come from. Oh, not so much necessarily the person that delivers them, but the heart of the enemy behind that accusation. Father, help us to live with the forgiveness and grace that you have offered. A forgiveness that releases us from the power of guilt. The real power behind accusation. And so, Father, through your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness, may we live as those that have no reason for the accuser to throw darts at us that would actually penetrate and stick into our heart. Knowing that whatever we're accused of has already been dealt with between us and you. And it no longer has the power over us. Father, as we consider a life free from accusation, may we be very mindful and careful of how sly the enemy is in getting us to accuse others before we even realize that's what we're doing. And as we live free from accusation, may we live free from the power of accusation, but may we live free from the words and the act of accusing others. May our interactions with one another be that which builds up, that which encourages, that which challenges and even corrects when needed, but not an interaction that accuses or condemns. Father, as we continue to live life in a world that is much different than it felt 6 months ago, may we continue to find peace and strength in our daily walk with you. May the freedom that we live in not just be a freedom that is bought here in America with the sacrifice of men and women throughout generations, but may it be a real freedom that has been bought with the sacrifice of your Son Jesus. May we spend time throughout this month as we continue to look each day at something that freedom that we have because of Jesus. May we value those freedoms and not take them for granted. Father, today I continue to pray for the children in our homes and our community. A generation that is growing up often labeled and accusations leveled against them that are really straight from the enemy. May we teach our children to know forgiveness. May we teach our children the power of repentance and finding mercy from you. And may they know what that looks like, because they're able to find forgiveness and mercy from us. May the seeds that we plant today help them to live free from the power of the accuser. May they recognize the value that their life has, even when their actions aren't what they should have been. And may we do our part in teaching and training and building up so that the voice of the accuser said, the saying that you've gone too far, you've messed up too badly, your life is worth nothing, would fall on deaf ears, because they would know that that's not true. Oh, Father, today I pray that this virus would be gone. I pray that the hatred and division in our nation would dissipate and just blow away. But Father, even in the midst of all of that, I pray that your children would rise up in encouraging one another. That we would not be the voices of accusation in our homes or in our churches, in our community, in our nation. Father, today may we live in such a way that Jesus is glorified in our life. May the freedom that we have not be a freedom that is used for selfish means, but a freedom that is used to represent Jesus in a more powerful and positive way. May we learn the lost art of listening. May we begin by listening to you. To open your word and to spend time in prayer just listening to what your Spirit would say to us. And as your word and your Spirit and your presence frees us from the accusations of the enemy, may we be involved in freeing others from the entrapment that they've been caught in because of the enemy's accusations in their life. May Jesus be lifted up. May many be drawn to Him today. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As I said at the beginning of the broadcast, beginning a new devotional journal today called Living Free, Reigning with Freedom in the Midst of Your Enemies. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.